TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. Man, I can understand how it might be kinda hard to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
Swiss only let the beat rock. For all my Southside niggas that know me best, I feel like me and Taylor might still have SY. I made that shit famous.
Goddamn!
I made that shit famous. For all the girls that got it from Kanye West, if you see him in the streets, give him Kanye's best. Why? They mad they ain't famous.
Goddamn!
They mad they still nameless.
Talk that talk, man.
A man in the store trying to try his best, but he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still hood famous.
Goddamn!
Yeah, we still hood famous.
I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Maybach music.
I just wanted you to know.
The furnace is fire, fortunes in the fumes. The aura arrogance has been known to fill a room. Boom, look, who are you? Rockefeller Records on record to kill a crew. Vegas and my palms are done like the Maloofs. Only one with beat tapes from Kanye on my mama's stoop. Buddy, I've been known to become a loop. Malcolm X in his day, say my name and here come the truth. Hands out my pocket, I cock it and let it loose. His name was spilling Armadale on his boots. Martin Luther King's real estate was a dream. Farrakhan's farm was one that I once seen. The final call, dog, stay on your team. Fragrance is an agent provocateur, stay on my queen. Mind your business, the killers can intervene. I'm half naked in a GQ magazine. Pool's looking like it's WrestleMania. I'm the Rock setting fire to the stadium. Burning down in the mall to another beat. Might get engaged to a freak for a couple weeks. Huh. Something I can't afford if you not a playboy. That's something I can't endorse. Win, lose, or draw. William living like he Biggie Smalls. Balling like it's tax season. I was born to be a boss.
Beach,
face froze, Bobby Brown, locked jaw, Whitney Houston in the ghost, Gucci and Cartier, casualties of the fame. Your MCM, she even tagging my name.
Rosé.
The Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. Hey, Kanye, man, Rick Ross, Rihanna, Swiss Beats, the Social Lab, Relationship Wednesday. Hey, hit us up, 917-889-2000. 3926 917-889 3926 your hip hop informer. That dude TM coming to you live out of the A Relationship Wednesday. Plus fee. We chopping it up like we do. Man, she got the hey, I'm not even gonna spoil it. I'll save it. She got that meal for you. Hey, Relationship Wednesday. Spilling over from Motivation Monday. It starts with you. You got to be honest with you first. So tonight, guess what? The relationship is really about the relationship with you. What makes you happy? Do you know? When I ask a lot of people about their goals, it's very interesting to me because regardless of their age, some people, like, they seem a little puzzled by the question surrounding goals. Like, no one has ever asked them. So I'm asking you, what makes you happy? Do you even know? Relationship Wednesday plus fee. But the relationship we're talking about tonight starts with you. Because, listen, a lot of people are searching for happiness, but they're searching for other people to make them happy. And guess what? If you're not already a happy person, you're just not going to be happy. It starts with you. All the way live from South Carolina. Give it up. C, chopping it up. What up, mama?
Hey, hey. What it do? What it do?
Hey, standing by for that meal you got ready for us coming out of South Carolina tonight. How are you this hump day?
I am peachy, and I don't know if you guys realize this or not, but yesterday marked my 1 year with TM Hyman Radio.
Hey, happy anniversary. Sweet Tooth LLC.
Yes,
chopping it up tonight in her kitchen out of South Carolina. Standby. Coming to you from the other side of the ATL. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Hey, it sounds like it's thundering and lightning where I am here in North Atlanta. Yo, is it thundering out there where you are?
Not yet, but it's probably on its way, depending on if it's blowing, you know, south or to the other vertical directions of the A. But right now, no, it is not.
All I hear is some rumblings like people moving furniture in the sky. Now, somebody's mad. And I just need them to, you know, kind of turn the volume down a little bit because it sounds like they're moving furniture up there. They moving
ain't gotta
furniture.
Ain't got to be that angry. Ain't got to be that angry.
Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday, plus we chopped it up with Fee. Hey, jump in here, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Monday, we talked a lot about, again, motivation and how it starts with you being truthful and honest with yourself, right? Stop perpetrating the fraud. But tonight, listen, what makes you happy? If someone was able to roll up and grant you the ultimate heart's desire, goal, wish, if that could be granted, like, in a moment, could you tell them, like, flat out what that thing is, that thing that would just change your life, take it to the next level for you, or are you just materialistic and you just want to pay your electric bill?
Mm.
And when I say materialistic, that's not even materialistic. That's just, like, you know,
that's,
I'm going to say low-level thinking. We said the ultimate desire, goal, or wish, right? What would make you happy? Do you even know? Are you honest with yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Fee, if that ultimate heart's desire, goal, wish could be granted, like, right now, if TM could make it happen right now, if hot chocolate can make it happen right now, what is that ultimate thing, as long as it's not XX rated, because we might not be able to help.
Not X rated at all. It would honestly be a very nice high end restaurant. However, catering it's catering to people who can afford it. I want to be able to provide that tomahawk steak to someone who makes $8-$9 an hour, but they want to treat their significant other out for a nice evening. I want to be able to provide.
And they understand quality. They understand quality.
Mm-hmm. Quality, exactly. Yeah, you know, and someone should bring their mother in for a nice dinner or, you know, something of that nature, just to see the smile on their face. Because that's my thing. I want to watch you when you're eating, when you're biting into my food or biting a cupcake. I want to see that smile in your eyes. Like, I know she did not just, I know she didn't. Did she just really make this cup? I made that damn cupcake. Yes, I did. But I want to see that smile.
Hey, I've had that experience. I've had that experience. I've had that cupcake experience. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Relationship Wednesday, plus we chopping it up with feet, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, what makes you happy? Do you even know? Have you ever even thought about it? Hey, we'll talk about that more when we come back. KC, be real.
Let's just be real. You ain't got no cash. You ain't got no dollar. They stay with that drama. Let's just be real. Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest. Let's just be real.
Keep it real with you. You the only different here feeling yourself. Walking in the start filming and sitting with a man out the air, still grinning and shining. I'm so hot, mind on a comic. Fast life sometimes feel like I'm in a comic. I don't give a fuck with or without a condo. Fat Joe pockets lean back like a recliner. I'm in this representing West Side. A lot of people try to tell me I'm the next guy. Back gang got it tatted by my left eye. Chain gang over here, no neckties. But you know I'm all about the business from beginning to the end. And never simping, never slipping, sipping P-A-T-R-O to the end. And if I'm in the building, no, it's complaints from the tenants on the rail.
You can call anyone you want. I'ma kill them all better on. Yeah, we the only ones that stunt now. Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest.
Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest.
Let's just be real.
Slow down, back. It's enough to go around, back. Been drinking like you thirsty. How you make it to my section in the first place? Nah, I ain't tripping, she does not know. They say it ain't tricking if you got it. Bitch, I'm a boss like Gotti. Rock time forward and I still pop my. Roll up, good Cali, la-di-da-di. It's just me and all my homies at your door like the shiny. Feel like can't nobody stop me. In the bitch that I'm with, no, she hot stuff. Pull up in the hot wheels, ballin', get your hot stuff. If you got a problem, it's a hotline. 911, but we'll never call the cops, for real.
You can call anyone you want. I'ma kill them all better on. Yeah, we the only ones that stunt now. Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest.
Let's just be real.
TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl, Hot Chocolate, the General, and we're going to be chopping it up with Steve Real soon. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in if you would like to. First, again, want to give congratulations to Fee on her first year with TM Hymer Radio doing her thing. And we need to celebrate real soon, real soon. And also want to give a shout out to my goddaughter's mother, Tanique. Today is her birthday. I think she's listening. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Is that a Gemini?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, that's Gemini. It is.
So my motivation, we just going to carry that on from 2 weeks ago, I guess it was. We'll say two and a half weeks ago. When I announced
big announcement?
I was start. Yeah. It's not really, but when I started on my journey with Herbalife, I committed to showing my transformation and sharing it with our TM Hymer Radio Live listeners. So in the spirit of our topic from Monday, not perpetrating, as the elders would say, a fraud, I'm going to keep it real on my journey of where I am thus far. So, started with Herbalife. I'm, you know, following the regimen, not really having any problems with that, but I'm having a problem with motivating myself to actually work out. See, that's the kicker. If you use Herbalife, I found in my experience, and this is also what I was advised, that you'll lose the weight. You're just not going to lose it as quickly. And that's a motivator for me. Like,
I'm a witness.
I'm very much an instant gratification type of person. So I like to see, you know, my results very quickly in anything that I do. It wasn't doing it. I think I lost 4 pounds in the 2 weeks that I started up until this past Monday. Again, I committed to stop perpetrating the fraud. There's nothing, you know, satisfying about that part of it. Not being honest with yourself, wanting something but not being willing to work for it. And I've always done that. I don't know why with weight loss it's so difficult. So, fast forward to today. I am very happy to say that I have continued to follow the regimen, made a tweak here or there as far as, you know, the meal that I decide to eat, making it more profitable for, you know, my proteins and all of the vitamins and things that I need and the energy that I need too. But I walk 3 pounds every day the last few days. I know it doesn't really sound like
much. You walk 3 miles.
Yes, I walk 3 miles a day for the last 3 days.
That is awesome right there. That is actually very, very good. 3 miles, 3 days in a row is a lot when you just said that, you know, hey, you weren't really doing anything. Listen, nothing worthwhile comes easy. Now, do you know how many pounds you've lost in the last 3 days since walking 3 miles every day?
No, but that's what I kind of want to get to as well. I want to, again, show my transformation. I weighed myself, Wednesday or Thursday of last week, and that's when I realized that I lost the 4 pounds. So in another week or so.
Well, good for you.
I'm
going to
weigh myself
you know
again.
What?
I don't want to do it too much.
Well, 3 to 4 times a week, there's 7 days in a week. 3 to 4 times a week, it's necessary to walk, whether it's 3 miles or for 30 minutes. Walk at least 3 or 4 times a week, and you will start to progress to power walking, to jogging, to running. Because, again, it's about that instant gratification you're seeking. Once you start to see it visually, you'll want to do it more and you'll want to do it harder. So high five to you for that. What makes you happy? Clearly you said instant gratification makes you happy. But overall, Like we asked Fee at the top of the show, what is it that makes you happy, since we're talking about being honest with ourselves? It's Relationship Wednesday, people.
Being happy are things that make me happy as far as what I would want ultimately very quickly if TM could wave the magic wand or someone could wave the magic wand. It would be to honestly be out in the forum with TM Hyman Radio where it's more lucrative than VH1.
All right.
I like it.
I love it.
That's what I love. I mean,
like it.
I enjoy what I do, you know, for my corporate career, but TM Hyman Radio is the big picture in my happiness.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have to identify what it is that makes you happy in order to really be totally motivated, right? A lot of people think that their lives are not on track, and they associate discomfort with failure. But I have found that it has more to do with boredom than failure. Understand what I'm saying? It has more to do with boredom than failure. You're bored. You really aren't going after what really makes you happy, what really excites you. If you're doing the thing that excites you, if you're doing the thing that makes you happy, guess what? You will never, ever feel a sense of boredom, a sense of failure. Tap into that thing that makes you happy, because that's what we're about to do right now, because food makes me happy. Good food makes me happy. I went to Paris and I ate a lot of good food over in France. So let's go to South Carolina.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey.
That bass line, surely just be giving it to me, boy.
Yeah, yeah. I was in here getting my little twerk on. Excuse me. Yes, yes.
No judgment.
Well, tonight, kind of piggybacking off of the healthy lifestyle, I've tried to incorporate things that not only taste, well, look good or good for you, but they also taste good. And I've come up with a cauliflower chicken fried rice. I know it sounds pretty interesting, but honestly, it's going to trick your mouth. Now, what you start with is 2 cups of frozen peas, a half a cup of water, a fourth of a cup of sesame seed oil.
Cauliflower is a new wave.
It is. It really is.
It is.
4 cups of grilled chicken, 6 green onions sliced, a large carrot cube, 2 cloves of garlic mint, 20 ounces of shredded cauliflower, 6 tablespoons of soy sauce, 2 eggs beaten. Now, what you're going to do is stir peas and your water together in a saucepan and bring it to a boil. Reduce your heat to about a medium to low and cook and stir until peas are tender and heat it through. And that takes about 5 minutes. Then you're going to drain and discard the water. Heat 2 tablespoons of the sesame seed oil in a wok over medium-high heat. Cook and stir your chicken in hot oil until lightly brown on all sides and cook for about 7 to 10 minutes. Then you're going to transfer the meat to a plate. Heat your remaining 2 tablespoons of sesame seed oil in your wok. Saute your green onions, your carrot, and your carrots and your garlic in hot oil until they're softened. Then you're going to add in your cauliflower. Cook and stir until your cauliflower has a tender feel to it. Then you're going to stir your chicken, your peas, and soy sauce into your cauliflower mixture and stir fry until mixture is hot and slightly brown. Then you're going to move your chicken cauliflower mixture to one side of the wok. Pour your beaten egg onto the empty side. Scramble your eggs until they're cooked through. Then you're going to stir in your chicken cauliflower mix and break up the large chunks. Now, what I like to do once I've made my cauliflower stir, well, fried rice, I'll grill some extra chicken on the side. And I'm telling you, what I really love about this, all that I just named, the cauliflower really has no calories at all. The most calories that you're going to get in that is the protein from your chicken. So you can eat until your heart is content, but you're going to get full and it's healthy and you'll get your protein. You'll have your energy, Regina. You'll be able to get out there and run a 26-mile marathon. You know, I'm just thinking into it, you know, speaking into a existence.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
No, this is a great meal. I mean, I'll tell you one thing that I saw in I want to say Trader Joe's after seeing it on television is, you know, now people are using cauliflower as rice. To your point, it doesn't have calories, and when you chop it up, it really looks like rice if you really chop it up that fine. So this is an awesome meal. Coming to us out of South Carolina tonight, chop it up, sweet.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
rice,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, dog, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken,
turkey.
Well, since we last talked, really, I think as a team, Comey has testified. The hillbilly went ballistic yesterday. He's very defiant.
Very.
It's Who am I talking about? Jeff Sessions, just very disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
No other word.
What's
for
her
it.
Name? Isn't
disrespectful.
It? Wasn't her name? Is it Kamala Harris? Was it the young black female that was?
Yeah.
She gave him the business, and he actually had to come out and say she scares him. And I'm like, yeah, she should, because she's on her shit. But I think this whole administration is crumbling right before our eyes, you know.
It's a damn disgrace.
Yeah.
Not fast enough. Not fast enough, because I don't think he's still going to be able to be impeached, which I think is all – it is a lot. I can't speak for everybody. I don't want to generalize. But for a few of us who would hope that he could be expeditiously, like Joe Clark said, expeditiously impeached.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's really going to happen, because, one, we're slow. And, two, there's truly a lot of people that supports the shenanigans coming out of the White House.
Yeah,
And a lot of them are undercover, but nevertheless they're out there. Don't know if you're paying attention to the news, people, but again, just this morning, Washington D.C. I mean, there was literally a sniper who shot a congressman as they were preparing for a baseball game this morning, right? I mean, you know, I mean, it's a lot going on. I mean, there are two prisoners on the loose here. In Georgia, they could be anywhere right now. They could be anywhere in the United States.
Anywhere.
But two prisoners broke out of a Georgia prison day before yesterday, have been on the loose for, I'm thinking, 48 hours at this point, killed two police officers, and they're armed and dangerous. I mean, a whole building in London, a tower just catches fire, people burnt alive. We never know the day, the hour. Identify what makes you happy, what excites you. Stop playing with it.
Yeah.
And live your life. Life is too short. Let's rock. Hey, talk to you Friday, 9 p.m.
All right. Blessings.
This is not a dress rehearsal, people. Live your life. Do what you want to do. Don't wait until any time other than now to do what you want to do. TM Hyman Radio, we will be back on Friday. Everybody enjoy your evening.
It's not a dress rehearsal, people.
Nope.
I like that.
It's not a dress rehearsal.
TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. TM.